What if creating your own artificial intelligence agent was as easy as customizing your phone? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest artificial intelligence updates. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the groundbreaking tools OpenAI just released. Let's dive in. OpenAI has launched a new application programming interface called Responses, which is set to revolutionize how companies create their own artificial intelligence agents. This new tool aims to replace the existing assistance framework, offering a more robust and flexible platform for businesses to develop custom AI solutions tailored to their specific needs. Imagine a world where your company's AI can sift through mountains of documents to pull out exactly the information you need, or scan the web in seconds to provide the latest insights. That's the kind of power OpenAI is putting into the hands of businesses with Responses. It's not just about efficiency, it's about transforming how companies operate, making them more agile and informed. The Responses API provides a suite of tools that enable organizations to develop AI agents for tasks like finding relevant information within company files or across the internet. These agents, such as Operator and Deep Research, are already integrated into ChatGPT and now can be extended to other applications as well. This means businesses can leverage these tools across various platforms, enhancing productivity and innovation. The significance of this development cannot be overstated. By democratizing access to powerful AI tools, OpenAI is enabling a wide range of companies, from startups to established enterprises, to build and deploy AI agents that can dramatically improve their operations. This move is poised to accelerate the adoption of AI across industries, reshaping the competitive landscape. Whether you're in tech, finance, healthcare, or any other sector, the ability to create bespoke AI agents can be a game changer. OpenAI's Responses. API is not just a tool. It's an invitation to rethink traditional business processes and explore new possibilities enabled by artificial intelligence. OpenAI is taking a bold step with the launch of its new Responses application programming interface. This isn't just an upgrade, it's a complete transformation of how developers can create AI agents capable of executing complex tasks independently. Imagine the possibilities when you can build AI systems that not only assist, but actually perform intricate operations without constant human guidance. This shift is particularly timely, given the fierce competition from Chinese startups like Monica. These companies are not only catching up, but, in some cases, claiming to surpass the capabilities of leading United States firms, and often at a lower cost. Monica's autonomous AI agent, Manus, is a prime example, reportedly outperforming OpenAI's own Deep Research agent. The Responses API is set to replace the Assistance API, which will be phased out by mid-2026. This move underscores OpenAI's commitment to staying at the forefront of AI innovation. The new tool empowers developers to push the boundaries of what AI agents can do, making them more autonomous and versatile than ever before. What makes this development even more exciting is the global context. Just this week, Monica announced a partnership with the team behind Alibaba's Qwen AI models. This collaboration is a clear signal that the AI race is intensifying, with key players forming strategic alliances to bolster their capabilities. So, why does this matter? Well, for one, it highlights the rapid pace of AI advancements and the shifting dynamics in the global market. OpenAI's Responses. API is not just a tool for developers, it's a strategic move to ensure they remain competitive in an increasingly crowded and innovative field. In the end, this could mean more powerful and cost-effective AI solutions for everyone. Big news in the world of AI infrastructure. CoreWeave has just announced a massive deal with OpenAI, valued at up to $11.9 billion. Now, that's a staggering figure, but what's even more intriguing is what this deal signifies for the future of AI development. Picture this: OpenAI, known for its cutting-edge AI models, is teaming up with CoreWeave to dramatically expand its compute capacity. This means OpenAI can train and deliver its latest AI models at an unprecedented scale to hundreds of millions of users. It's like upgrading from a two-lane road to a superhighway, allowing more data to flow and more innovation to happen. As part of this strategic partnership, OpenAI isn't just a customer. They're also becoming an investor in CoreWeave, acquiring $350 million in CoreWeave stock. It's a move that not only strengthens their collaboration, but also aligns their interests for the future. Michael Intrator, the co-founder and chief executive officer of CoreWeave, highlighted the significance of this partnership, saying, "Partnering with OpenAI on this contract underscores CoreWeave's proven ability to deliver reliable and performant infrastructure services. This isn't just about infrastructure, it's about setting the stage for AI to push boundaries and change the world." And from OpenAI's perspective, Sam Altman, their chief executive officer, expressed excitement about scaling with CoreWeave. He noted that CoreWeave is a crucial addition to OpenAI's infrastructure portfolio, complementing existing commercial deals with Microsoft and Oracle, and a joint venture with SoftBank on Stargate. CoreWeave is making waves with its cloud platform, specifically designed for compute-intensive workloads. It's purpose-built to deliver leading-edge compute at cutting-edge speed and scale, which is exactly what AI labs need to accelerate breakthroughs. With this partnership, CoreWeave continues to be the go-to provider for those pushing the limits of AI. Let's delve into a story that's creating ripples across the tech world: the ongoing legal drama surrounding fair use claims in the world of artificial intelligence. Right now, there are over 36 lawsuits in the United States involving rights holders and the developers of large language models, or LLMs. The central issue: whether it's permissible fair use to train these models on copyrighted content. Picture this. Companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, Meta, Google, and Anthropic are all caught in this legal web. They've been sued by a range of rights holders, including newspaper organizations, authors, music publishers, and visual artists. The stakes are incredibly high, with potential damages reaching into the hundreds of billions of dollars. This isn't just a legal skirmish, it's a full-blown battle that could reshape the landscape of AI development. One recent court decision has already rejected the fair use defense in a copyright dispute involving an LLM. This has set a precedent that could influence the outcome of other cases, making this a pivotal moment in the AI industry. It's not just about the money. These legal battles could determine how AI models are developed and trained in the future, impacting everything from innovation to the availability of AI tools. Jeremy S. Goldman, a partner at Frankfurt Kernit, recently joined Bloomberg intelligence analyst Tamlin Basin to discuss these pressing AI copyright issues. They explored the implications of this recent court decision and what it might mean for the slew of pending cases. As we move through 2025, we're likely to see some key milestone decisions that could set new standards for what's considered fair use in the AI realm. So, why should this matter to you? Well, if you're in the tech space, these decisions could affect how you develop and deploy AI solutions. And if you're a content creator, the outcomes might influence how your work is used and monetized in the digital age. It's a complex, unfolding story that highlights the intersection of technology, law, and creativity. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. From OpenAI's groundbreaking responses, API, to the high-stakes copyright battles shaking the industry, AI continues to evolve at a rapid pace. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.